Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. I am laughing because I was in the middle of my texting someone, and I've got Cal, like, counting me down. I'm still texting. Got to get this text on. Blah, 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 blah. I'm Frederick Penny, your host with Radio Law Talk, with my co-host, Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. What a wonderful day, July 9th, 2022. Happy 4th, belated 4th. Sorry we are not on during that time period. We do need a little bit of break and the time to go celebrate our wonderful country's independence. The imperfect country, but the best out there in the world is the United States of America. That's what we say about the court system all the time, right?
Absolutely.
Not perfect, but guess what? It is the best out there, and we hope it works as best as it possibly can. Remember, this is the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on earth. Don't take what we say as gospel truth. Seek counsel. We're talking about general topics of law, and we're not giving legal advice. You want to call in? Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. We have a great show today. You know, there's sometimes things... How do I say this? Remember when you were a kid and you had little pimples and there's that one that would never go away? Remember that? It just keeps coming back.
I'm right here, Fred.
Yeah,
I'm right here.
Do you remember that? It's like, doggone it, it's like take months and it just will not go away. Well, that's the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial. We're going to briefly talk about that and the latest wranglings of the lawyers of Amber Heard and how it's not going to work, in my opinion. But we'll discuss that. Rupert Murdoch gets a divorce. We were just talking about this before we started, and Denise is gonna slide in and talk about that. Denise said, oh, there's no prenup. I'm going, oh my gosh, there's gotta be a prenup with Rupert Murdoch, but maybe he's got it set up so tight that he's got nothing or got very little that he owns right now.
Who could have seen this coming? It was clearly a case of true love. You know, fourth time's a charm for Rupert Murdoch, and I who saw this coming? I didn't.
Well, guess what? You know who is this wife that he's divorced? Is Mick Jagger? Is it Mick Jagger's?
Yes.
It was Mick Jagger's
wife. Mick Jagger's wife for a while. They have five kids together.
I don't think they were ever married.
No, they were never
life
married.
Partners, but yes. Have four kids together or something
yes.
like that. But yeah,
life partners, but no kids.
Yeah. She was. If you remember the first Batman with Jack
yes.
Nicholson. She was the one who played the wife of the boss that was actually sleeping with Jack Nicholson that created the friction before he became the Joker. She was. It was
oh,
Harry
sleeping!
In,
you're talking about in the movie.
In the movie. In the movie. She was the one that created the friction.
Right.
And yeah.
Ooh. So Rupert Murdoch's getting over. There's. You know, I'm sure the lifestyle is going to change slightly if she leaves Rupert Murdoch. Well, from Mick Jagger, I guess, you know, lifestyle just different. Rock star to superstar mogul, I guess it's two different lifestyles. But still, she's going to have to change her life, maybe a little bit. College scandal, there's another discussion of probably one of the most interesting college scandal cases going down. That thing will never end. Ricky Martin's being sued. That's kind of interesting. Very briefly, we're going to talk about the Scott Peterson trial. The Oklahoma Indian tribes in Supreme Court. I didn't realize after studying that a little bit how much land the tribes in Oklahoma own or are part of. I didn't realize how big it was, but we're going to talk about that. Clint Eastwood, winner, winner, chicken dinner. Actually, it is kind of Clint Eastwood, but it's a company that I guess has a lot of the rights to his name and stuff like that. Then we got to talk about diamonds, Maxwell sentencing, blah, 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 blah. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. It's interesting. Yeah, it's at Cal.
I was just holding up 5 minutes because I couldn't get to my sign. Here we go.
Oh, 5 minutes. That signs up. So that's kind of what we're going to talk about today. Let me tell you a quick anecdotal story. You ready for this?
Wait, did you say an anecdotal?
Anecdotal story.
Okay,
yeah.
Well,
yeah, you can go ahead and kiddie.
No,
okay,
yeah.
I'll do it again.
That's it.
Cal's a little bit. He's one of those guys that was a drummer in the band, and the guy that was the bass player had to keep the beat going because the drummer was
keyboardist, and I was lousy even then. But here's what I am. They told me.
No, you're not. You're good.
A whiner.
You're good. You're just a little late.
Yeah.
You know?
Well. Yeah, walk into my world.
That is Donna.
Walk into Donna's world.
Hey.
So anyway, I was filling my gas up at my car, right? And I'm trying to think of another subtle way of saying this. Put your feet up and listen to this quick story. And this sweet lady, I'm going to say little old lady, that's pretty bad. She's probably only 10 years older than I am, but I'd say she's in her 70s, and she's filling up the gas in her, she had like an older Suburban or Tahoe, and she walks over to me and looks and said, beautiful car. Now, without saying what I've got, let's put it this way. It's exotic. And without being airy, it's a fact. It's not a cheap car.
It's British and exotic. Let's just say that, can we? Okay.
And she walked up and said to me, "What's the gas mileage you get on that thing?" What do you say with that?
You look at her and you say, "Well,
I know exactly what to say, but what do you do without offending her?" That's the thing, Cal.
About three.
So I kind of looked at her and I was just thinking, "How do I say this?" She was so sweet, so nice. I said, "I don't know, and if I had to ask that question, I probably shouldn't own this car."
Exactly.
And so she kind of like...
Such a sweet response.
I was trying to, you know, like...
So, Todd, when she put her middle finger down after that response...
I mean, it could have ended after, "I don't know." But you had to tack on that last
part. Well, I mean, it is. It's true. It's like, really? I'm driving this car, and I really don't know what the gas mileage is. And I know that's bad and arrogant. People are like, "Oh, my gosh, man."
But I don't think you care, really. I mean, you just care if you've got enough to get you where you're going.
I don't care because I don't care if I'm driving that car, I shouldn't be paying for that car, right? So anyway, she's so sweet. So I talked to her and I said, "Well, you know, I'm just teasing. I just don't know what. And she goes, "What do you do?" I said, "I'm an attorney." And we got talking a little bit and she kind of lightened up a little bit. And she goes, "Well, you're an attorney, huh? Are you well known?" I said, "I don't know." She said, "What's your name?" I told her my name. She goes, and her mouth dropped. And she goes, "You're that radio host for radio
show." There we go.
I said, "What?" She goes, "Yeah, you're that radio show I listen to. I used to listen to it all the time. And there's a radio station I listen to that they just pulled it off recently or something." I'm like, "I don't know." But she didn't recognize who I was for the radio show.
Which she asked if you were well known. I mean, you didn't reply with, "Well, if I had to ask that question, I really wouldn't be well known now, would I?"
Or he pointed up to the billboard right across the street from the gas station and said, "Well, I don't know."
So anyway, that was my experience. But isn't that great? Out of the blue, knew exactly what Radio Law Talk was and listens to Radio Law Talk. Shout out to her. I never got her name. I meant to ask her name. But after the thing went click, I went, "Okay, I'm done with the fuel and I'm out of here."
You know, Fred, people ask me that in my hybrid.
Yeah, that's
in my Ford. So what's your mileage in that Ford? Well, let me call Fred. I don't know.
Let me tell you a funny meme I saw the other day. Yeah, I saw a funny meme the other day. We'll go out with that, and we'll come back and do a case or no case. But it showed a Tesla. The guy put out his meme, "I'm going for a long road trip. It's about 1,000 miles." And it showed he's pulling a trailer with all these, solar panels on the back. We'll be back after this. We'll talk about some real law and a case or no case coming your way.
Thanks for turning on Radio Law Talk on many great local radio stations across the country, coast to coast, and always live Pacific time 9 to noon every Saturday at RadioLawTalk.com and at no charge. So stay tuned wherever you're listening. We thank you for that. We'll be back.
Radio Law Talk and Radio
RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You better listen to us. Stop whining.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info@radiolawtalk.com.
Let's roll it, Cal.
It's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right, here we go. The place, Oroville, California. Oroville, California. Yes, the same place where the dam almost collapsed a couple of years ago, causing a quarter of a million people to flee in fear, like at a King Kong movie, that kind of thing. Ferrillo Redman had a horse. Horse named Candy. I say had because on the 4th of July 2020, Ferrillo heard his horse get agitated as the local fireworks show was set off. Next thing he knew, Ferrillo looked outside and his horse was silent. He went out and his sorrel horse Candy was lying on the ground. Redman went to check and no, the horse had perished. It was dead right there in the backyard, in the barnyard. Redman called the local county animal control to arrange for carcass removal and wondered about a necropsy because he was very unhappy. He thought the fireworks may have startled Candy and scared the horse to death. He went to his attorney to see if he might file a claim with the county because the county is the one that gave the Chamber of Commerce permission to air to do the fireworks show. Now, Candy was no sea biscuit, but she was worth a couple of $1,000. So the question is, does he have... After the claim is filed and all that standard county rigmarole, does he have a case or no case? And Denise, I think we'll start with you, with your permission.
No, no permission given. All right.
Now you've got a case on me. Okay, yeah. So what do you think?
I think no case. Something was going on 4th of July and you were around people and you kind of had this little thought, huh, I wonder if that could happen. I wonder if the fireworks could cause the death of a horse and that the owner of the horse then could go after the county who authorized the fireworks. So I'm going to say no case.
Well, it's a good logical train of thought. At least you've got to give me that, if in fact that's what happened. Mr. Penny, what do you think, case or no case?
I think this is one of the easiest cases that, case or no case, we've ever done.
Here we go.
There's no way this is a case.
Why?
Because it just didn't happen, because it's 4th of July, and that's what you're thinking about, and we're looking at your psyche, and not only that, the government is not going to be held liable for shooting off fireworks for an animal being startled and possibly dying. There's no connection. I don't know if they can, where's the proof, too? Let's assume that he can sue. Okay, what's the autopsy proof? Heart attack. Okay, what was the heart attack from? Was there a rattlesnake in the pen? Was there? What was the fireworks?
The necropsy could establish a diseased heart or not. I mean, they could.
Well, assume it wasn't a diseased heart and died of a heart attack. And guess what? Where's the proof that the fireworks caused that horse to have the heart attack or to die? You're never going to find that proof. It's not like there's, you know, they had psychiatric problems that you had prior that they have firework problems. So the answer is it's not even a case. I don't even think it's even a scenario. There you go.
Okay. So you're saying it's not a scenario. Are you willing to bet a point on that it's not a scenario?
No, I'm doing exactly the standard.
Okay.
The answer is no. Cal, do I believe some guy complained and it was in the newspaper that his horse died because of the fireworks? Yeah, I believe that. But do I believe that an actual case was filed or anything occurred because of it? No. I believe you did read it in a newspaper that said his horse died and he thought it was probably from the fireworks. And don't forget, Cal, Oroville, California is not a metropolis. Oroville, California is, let's see, what are we going to talk about today?
20,000 people.
Let's see, what are we going to talk about
it's
today?
It's actually a cow county.
It's a total cow county.
It's also the county seat, so there's a lot going on there. Okay, Mr. Kunin, what do you think about this, Candy, the deceased horse?
So here's poor Candy, probably on Xanax to deal with a severe anxiety issue. I hear they might have had PTSD because they left a documentary on in the stable about how glue was made. She was nervous. And then the fireworks go off. Of course, no other horses were found dead at all in any area, just her, according to the story. I don't know if anybody else. And how old was Candy?
Candy was 7 years old.
7 years old, so she had gone through at least six previous 4ths of July.
And was always agitated.
Was always agitated, but never dead. Because Candy complained about everything. She was one of these people. She's one of these horses that nothing was ever good enough.
Right. You scratch her in between her ears and she would bite you. Yes, okay.
Oh, the bridle is chafing. Stop it.
And I don't like the color. Okay, so
yes,
what do you think?
It doesn't match. Yeah, this is not a case. No case.
Okay, fair enough.
No case.
It's time you people learned the truth.
Oh, please. Do tell.
this year in Oroville, California. A phone call was made to authorities and said, "You guys, I saw that public service announcement about animals and fireworks on television, and your fireworks killed my horse." And so the county said, "What do you want us to do about it?" And he said, "Well, can you pay for it?" And the county said, "Are you out of your mind?" So no case.
But it's true that he actually did call them.
Yeah,
right?
It did happen. Yeah, it's on phone.
I knew that.
I actually don't know what the score is, too. By the way,
I don't know either. But I know this: next hour, we're going to talk about the car dealer who would do anything to pad a contract. Anything to pad a contract. That's next hour on Case or No Case, and that's Case or No Case for this hour, you guys.
You want to hear something interesting about fireworks while we're talking, before, because we're not going to have time to get into the case detail after the break, but really quick, because we have about a minute. My daughter's dog, she has like a little poodle during the fireworks, and it was in another state that I wasn't in this state during the 4th of July, and they're the ones that shoot. The people can shoot fireworks 300 feet in the air and the explosion.
Oh, yeah.
And it is an absolute massacre. We're at this park, and there's probably eight families shooting these boom, 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 blowing up. And that dog sat there on its leash, looked around, and fell asleep. And I thought, is the dog alive? The dog literally laid there and fell asleep as it was just pounding and pounding and booming.
Wow.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, what the latest is. Amber Heard's lawyer is trying something interesting. Murdoch divorce, college scandal, Ricky Martin being sued. We got so much fun going on, and people love us from the gas station.
Yeah. And they want to know what kind of mileage you get in an exotic foreign vehicle.
That's exactly right.
There was a time.
She was a sweetheart.
Spitfire airplane.
I want to give her a kiss on the cheek if she will let me.
How sweet. We'll be right back. This is Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is going to do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer?
The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks.
USA Radio News.
The White House says the release of basketball star Brittney Griner is a priority for President Biden.
Brittany Griner being held in Moscow, we believe the Federation is wrongfully, she's being wrongfully detained. This is an issue that is a priority for this president. She needs to come home. She should be home, as well as Paul Whelan as well, who's being held, and any other U.S. nationals who is being wrongfully detained abroad.
Griner has pleaded guilty. The trial comes more than 4 months after the 31-year-old was detained at a Moscow airport after officials allegedly found vape cartridges containing hash oil, an illegal substance in Russia, in her luggage. If convicted on drug smuggling charges, Griner could face up to 10 years in a Russian prison. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio Lock Talk.
Are you serious?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Yep. We're going to talk about Amber Heard's legal team and what they're doing. This is an interesting, you know, what you do is you try to get the case thrown out. There's a number of ways you can do that in California. You know, you can do motion for new trial, or the case gets thrown out for this or that reason without getting in details. That's generally what they're trying to do. Let's try to, you know, figure ways out before we have to, quote, appeal to have the trial court throw the case out. And so what they're doing, or have the judge, is apparently a juror came in. It was at, don't forget, when you get your jury summons, it's still, from what I remember, snail mail. You get it through the mail. And there are two individuals at this same house that live at this house. I believe it's a father and son or some sort of family member. And one person's 77 and one's 52. Well, apparently, it lists the date of birth, and who shows up as the 52-year-old shows up for jury duty, not the 77-year-old. Apparently, they're claiming, Amber Heard's lawyers are claiming, that the 77-year-old was the one that was summoned for the jury, but the 52-year-old shows up. And they're saying because of that, Amber Heard's been prejudiced, and this person was put on the jury and was one of the jurors.
And not qualified to be a jurist because didn't really get called in.
Yeah, and you know what I say to that? so what? You know, first of all, number one, you have them showing up and they're voir dire, which is they're cross-examining and they go through things to determine whether or not they want to be then kicked off. And who has the right to do that was Amber Heard's lawyers could have kicked her off. You're right. They didn't know at the time. But does this mistake cause a major issue? No, I don't think so at all. I don't think it's going to affect the case. I don't think the judge is going to do anything. I think the judge is going to say...
This is the first time I've ever heard of anything like this happening.
Yeah,
and my instincts are always opposite of you guys.
Yeah.
For some reason, I just don't have a real good feel for criminal law.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe it might go somewhere. I thought maybe, you know, especially if they find out the person could not be qualified to be a juror. They had maybe a felony or, you know, something.
How
they
was
weren't,
her due
they weren't
process?
A voter.
How was her due process, Amber Heard's due process, was compromised?
Well, and the thing I think is, look, to the person that showed up, maybe the person, the 52-year-old who showed up is not the 72-year-old who they thought the summons was going out to. But that 52-year-old is there sitting in a box, and the attorneys for Amber Heard are able to see that 52-year-old person sitting there in the box, and they're able to ask that individual questions. And that individual probably had to fill out a questionnaire as part of it, and there's probably a question about whether or not they have any convictions or anything, and they all seem satisfied with the answer that the person who sat there gave and decided to leave that person on the jury. And so now to have this, I hate to say it, but a technicality that, well, it's not the person that received the summons. Well, that's fine, but the person who showed up, you were okay with.
That's exactly right. Not only that, though, Amber Heard, I think they're going to have to show that this juror could not be fair or impartial, and that was, you know, this was juror misconduct, that not only was misconduct, but would have changed the verdict. They're going to have to show that.
Yeah, but don't we secretly want that to happen, because wouldn't we want to go through that whole trial of 6 weeks?
Oh, please, yes.
All
please,
over again?
Please.
Oh, yeah. You know, E Entertainment Daily is like, yes, please. Have another
true.
Trial where all I have to do is put a camera in the courtroom, and I can play that for 8 hours and get all these viewers and all this advertising revenue. Please, please, please.
Well, what do you guys think? Do you guys think, Cal, do you think they should overturn this?
No, my question is probably a dumb one, and that's not unusual. And that is, you can't go across a toll bridge without getting practically an exam. I mean, don't they screen these people to find out who they really are? Does anybody check their ID?
Yeah.
Well, here's the funny thing.
Same name
possible?
Is the problem.
Yeah, the funny thing is,
you'd have to look at the data.
It probably was like the father-son or something that was the junior. One was senior, one was junior.
Yeah, I was thinking mother and daughter.
Or show DOB on their identification.
Yeah, but you know what? Oh, how did that affect the trial?
It wouldn't. That's
What's
my point.
What's the proof?
Yeah.
Where's the proof that it affected the trial, that juror sitting there, that, like, again, like Todd said, they had the opportunity to voir dire and question and review and look to see whether or not they have anything in the background that would have harmed them, that is Amber Heard. And then on top of all that, you know what? They've got to show that had this juror not been there, the case would have come out differently. That's
a tough
road to hoe for Amber Heard.
I think that we won't know if this juror was biased or unbiased until her book comes out.
Yeah, that's right. It would be interesting if you found out later on after the fact, despite all of these objections by Heard's legal team, that it comes out that this one juror was the one person in Amber Heard camp, and but for her, there would have been no $2 million award going back to her from Johnny Depp. That'd be hilarious.
I just think the reading public is saying, please, no more words about Johnny Depp or Amber Heard. It will sear on my brain, and I'll go blind. Please, no more. I mean, haven't we had enough of
this? Or we can replay the O.J. Simpson trial all over again.
Even better.
As a rerun, like Little House on the Prairie, just do some reruns.
Oh, my, can you, with what we saw in social media with the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial, can you imagine what it would have been like if the O.J. trial had been held in today's climate?
Wow.
Yeah. No, my husband still says, if the gloves don't fit. I mean, he still says that all the time. Doesn't matter.
Tell them they did. The gloves did fit. It's okay.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must quit.
Quit,
huh?
Crazy.
Talk about a big thing. Well, anyway, that was the exciting thing about Amber Heard. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or go to our Instagram, Radio Law Talk. You can, don't forget, go to any of our social media and comment. Todd.
And Johnny Depp's not out of legal hot water right now.
No.
He's got a civil case for assault. starting up at the end of this month. It's been pending this whole time, that allegedly occurred on the set of a movie that he was in called, it was the movie he was in about, it's kind of a reenactment of the killing of Notorious B.I.G., where he played a detective that was investigating that. And, so he's got that assault suit coming up about City of Lies, about something that allegedly happened between him and the set supervisor who tried to shut down the filming for a day, and he's alleging a physical confrontation. Depp is saying, no, it didn't happen, and here's six people that say it didn't happen. So he's not going away.
Man,
we'll follow that
guy
after it happens.
That guy's nonstop being, you know, litigation.
It's sad because, he's an easy target, too.
Right.
But do you remember back when all of this stuff was starting with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, and Fred, you were even offering to sit down pro bono to be a mediator? We were all questioning, why is Johnny Depp doing this? It's only going to further tarnish his career. And, just my opinion, but this has put him back in the spotlight. There are now rumors. At this point, it's only rumors, but they wouldn't be rumors if there wasn't some sort of push to try to get him back in the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, which he said, as he testified, wouldn't do for $300 million in a pack of 1,000 alpacas.
And a Disney executive said, well, we can do that.
and so then the rumor is that he was offered $301 million. Crazy, but it has put him back in the spotlight where people are clamoring for him.
They're offering him $300 million?
Well, no, the rumors are that he was offered $301 million, but then some people say, well, wait a minute, maybe that's because he testified that he wouldn't go back for $300 million and 1,000 alpacas. And so they said, well, the offer was more than that. And so, but still, the rumors are gaining traction because
so is it 1,001 alpacas?
Yeah, could be. Okay. Or the extra million covers the cost of the alpacas.
Gotcha.
It's so, you know.
Sorry to interrupt you, but that was an important point.
But yeah, it is. But you know, it kind of has worked out for him in terms of his popularity.
Well, let's move from Amber Heard and Johnny Depp and a divorce situation with Rupert Murdoch, one of the richest guys. Those of you who don't know, have been living under a rock. Rupert Murdoch owns Fox News, owns the Wall Street Journal, owns a book publishing company, among other things. I'm sure he owns one or two real estate ventures, maybe just one or two.
In the U.S., plus his foreign holdings.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure he's worth how many billions? Look up, Todd, you're the lookup guy. How many billions is Rupert Murdoch worth? Because everything they're talking about, his wife, Jerry Hall, has filed for divorce. He's in his 90s. He's 91, and she is 65.
Yeah, she should have held out a little longer.
Yeah. She should have held out. That comes with a divorce lawyer, Denise Turks. She should have held out.
She files in California, right?
I know. Hold on a minute. We got only 1 minute left, but I want to tease this one, Denise, for you, because look, this is his fourth marriage, and we're going to talk about the three others briefly and what happened, and figure out whether or not there's a prenup. We don't know. We'll be back.
Stay right there. There's more Radio Law Talk coming your way on your favorite local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma-glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
69. This is no fun. That's true.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Well, Denise Dirks, it's on you right now with the issue of Jerry Hall, who had been married and has children with Mick Jagger. And she married Rupert Murdoch. This is his fourth marriage. Why don't you go over those other marriages really quick and talk about what you think what's going to happen here.
Okay, well, I don't know the other marriages.
I do, or Todd does.
I will say, because we were talking about this, whether Jerry Hall was ever married
exactly.
to Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think I've got it figured out here. They were never officially married, but Hall filed for divorce from Jagger in 1999, even though they had never been officially married. But her argument was that they had held a ceremony in Bali and that constituted a valid marriage. But a UK court ruled that that was invalid. So they treated it was, to the extent it was valid, it's not, it's annulled, so they were never married, and then they had to split their assets. So that's why it's up in the air. She thought they were married because of the ceremony, but a court ruled that they were not.
Oh, got it. That makes perfect sense to me, because that does happen.
So what's the moral of that story? Go to Bali and get married?
No, the moral is...
Don't marry Mick Jagger.
Make sure that you record the marriage license.
Is it illegal or it ain't, right? Right? I mean, make sure it's legal, right?
Yeah. Almost in most places, there's a process where you get a marriage license or a marriage certificate. You go through a ceremony, and then you have to record or place that marriage certificate after it's signed and witnessed with the certain authority, whatever authority it is in the country of choice. And that's true. Almost every country has that same one. Some know, but those are the rarities.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's one of the first questions you ask when somebody says, we got married in, you know, this country, and then the question is always, well, is it legal in that country?
Do you think that's why Mr. Jagger suggested they marry in Bali, to avoid the entrapments legally of a real wedding?
No, I think that we don't know if he suggested
it. Whose idea was it, right?
But I think that they both decided to get married there, or to have the ceremony there, probably for the sake of their kids.
Yeah.
More than anything else, maybe to pacify each one of them to feel like they have that connection. But
can I give a quick...
They didn't have a prenuptial.
Well, that's interesting. So before I get to that, the divorce, let me give you the history then.
Good.
Ready for this?
Yes.
He was married to Patricia Booker in 1956. If that tells you this guy's getting up, but he's 91.
This is Murdoch, right?
Murdoch.
Yeah.
1956 and divorced in 1967.
Wow.
Last time I checked, that's 11 years. And that same year of his divorce, 1967, he remarries Anna Marie Torv, T-O-R-V, in 1967. This is my understanding. I might be off.
It's amazing that after the divorce that he could find somebody else that he probably had no knowledge of prior to the divorce, fall in love and get married in the same year.
Don't know. So he married Anna Marie Torv, and they divorced in 1999. And here's the shocker. That same year, he married his third wife, Wendy Dang, in 1999.
Wait a minute, there's a pattern here. There's a pattern, John.
He found true love twice in the same year with somebody that he did not know prior to the divorce.
I don't know.
Wow. That is amazing.
How did that happen?
His third wife, they were divorced in, they were divorced in 2013. So that one, they average around 11 to 13, 15 years.
When did he meet Jerry Hall? Because I'm sure all he did was look at her and said, well, I'm feeling another same-year romance coming up.
Oh, but he didn't marry Hall until 2016.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Here's this. Anna Marie Torv was 67 to 99. That's a long time. 30 years, right?
Yeah, that's a long time.
Since he began dating Jerry Hall in 2015, they got married in 2016.
Right.
So he decided to double the amount of time for courtship this time. You know, this will be the fourth one. I better spend more time getting to know this
one. Slow down, take it easy.
I am getting up there. So.
Yeah. Now, they do have a prenuptial. It was signed in New York. So the California court, where Jerry Hall filed for divorce, they have the duty, if you will, to interpret the prenuptial agreement under New York law. That's going to be fun. That's always a good time when you have to, you know, get yourself an expert from another state to interpret a contract in your state.
So would they call someone like you or an expert divorce lawyer and say, will you come and help us figure out what this is in New York context for the language and its intent?
Yeah, I've actually done testimony on prenuptial agreement from California, and the case was in Colorado.
Cool.
So I acted as an expert in that case, and it helped resolve the case, and that's the best situation.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
Now, the reason they have to use the New York law is because that's where the prenup was signed, or that's where they got married?
Prenup was formulated in New York under New York laws, and they signed it in New York.
Okay.
So that makes it a New York issue. If it's valid in California, if it's valid in New York, then it'll be valid in California.
If there were a piece in there that violated California law in the New York agreement. What would they do in a situation like that where they said, whoa, we can't do that here?
Well, that possibly could impact it because California is they don't favor prenuptial agreements, believe it or not. They just don't. So the law reads like it's not valid unless, and you have to meet certain conditions for the prenuptial agreement to be valid. And those conditions are there's full disclosure, the parties have equal bargaining positions, they have a right, they know they have a right to an attorney of their choosing, and it can't be void as against public policy either. So, I mean, there is a potential that that part of it could come in and be volatile of one of those areas of law in California.
Go ahead, Tom.
I'm just thinking, I wonder if a very creative individual in today's day and age, could they include a covenant not to compete in a prenup? Like, in the event we get divorced, you can't compete with me for our circle of friends. You can't compete with me on potential dating partners moving forward. You have to. I'm getting this look like you are an idiot.
A prenup, no compete clause.
No, there's if you have an affair clauses, and those have been enforced. Upon the divorce, there's a lump sum payment, and those have been enforced. Anything that a person creates during the time of the marriage can be deemed to be separate property of that person. I mean, you can get really creative. The key is you just have to meet certain conditions, and you can't sign, you know, you can't be forced to sign it when it's too soon or too late, actually.
Well, here's a couple of questions. Here's the issue. During their marriage in 2019, Murdoch brokered a $71.3 billion deal that sold the majority of 21st Century Fox to Walt Disney. I wonder if that's going to apply. She's going to say, hey, that was during my marriage. I want part of that. But don't forget, he brokered it. Doesn't mean it was all his, right?
But it must, that means he got a cut of it. If he was acted as a broker, he got a piece.
That's kind of interesting to think about. Yeah. But everyone's like, oh, what's going to happen to Fox News, Wall Street Journal? Well, don't forget, those are pretty set up in a trust, according to the Times. The Times said it was.
Aren't his sons operating? I know his sons are operating Fox News, right?
He's probably pushed a lot of his assets off to. I'm sure he's got a bunch of lawyers figuring out what to do with his assets.
It just gets back to this, you know, regardless of who gets what in this divorce and everything, the people that are going to get paid are the lawyers. And that's what we said all along. The people that get paid, no matter what happens in a lawsuit, are the attorneys that represent the sides.
Really?
Yeah, those are the ones that are going to make
money. So your point is what?
My point is that the attorneys make sure they get paid. The people that would come out okay are the ones that draft all of this stuff, the team of lawyers.
Well, wow. we had this when we come back. We're going to talk about the latest in the college scandal. Georgetown coach gets sentenced. We're going to talk about what he did, and there's an interesting reason why his sentence was what it was. I got a little opinion on that. I'm going to talk about that. We're going to do a case or no case. We're going to have a wonderful time. This is just this hour blew by. Join us, hour number two. And if Cal, if their station turns us off, what happens? What do they do?
That's easy. Just go to RadioLawTalk.com and click on the Listen Live button, and you'll hear us live, in fact, in better fidelity than on most radio stations. So click over there, and you can hear the darn show free, just like radio. Nothing to it. And we'll be back in 6 minutes about right here on your local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. Stay tuned.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.